Tonight's Shir Simen Lama Beis, Seif Dalid, Hey, and Vav. Seif Dalid, Tzarich Shelo Tidbak Shum Ois Bechaverto. When a Sofer writes the letters in the Parashios for Tefillin, he has to be careful that no letter touches an adjacent letter. Elo Kol Ois Tiyeh Mukefes Gevil. Every letter has to be surrounded by the parchment on all sides. The Rama says, "V'yichtov kesiva tamo." He has to write the letters complete. Shlo yechsar afilu koitzo shel yud. Even a spike on the yud should not be missing. V'yehimetuyo kilchaso. And if it's supposed to have crowns on top, you put the crowns on top. And the writing should be with some thickness to it, not thin characters. That keeps it from getting erased quickly. And it is a mitzvah for it to appear beautiful outside and in. Mr. Brewer, Sifkaton Yud Beis, Bechavrta. The letters should not touch each other. Vim ha'ois gadol, if the letter was made too large, v'nidbak b'sofo ba'ofen shem nigram ha'shadavik mikol mokom yisher tzuris ha'ois, so the letter extended beyond its limits and it touched at the end of the letter, the next letter, in such a way that if I scrape off the connecting part, it has the appearance of the ois. Yesh machshirin v'yesh poislin. There's a machlokes if this is a kosher or not. V'hiskimu ha'achronim lahachmir. The achronim conclude to be strict. Al ken sorach ligur mokom hadavek. And therefore one has to be particular about scraping off the area that's connected. V'af betfilin u'mezuzus mahani tikun. In this area is permitted to correct it even in tefillin or mezuzos. Kimud lo nishtan et tzuras ha'ois mikoidim, since it did not alter the actual shape of the letter, so it's not a problem of lacking kesidron. There are basically three scenarios that we deal with, and I think it'll be discussed more later on. One is when a letter is touching the next letter. One is when the letter is touching itself, and usually by a very thin piece of ink. And one is if the tagim are touching at the top, instead of in the body of the letter, on the top if they're touching. All of these are issues of touching. There should be no contact whatsoever. And as long as the ois has its tsur the whole time, if you distinctly see the letter, just you see it's attached to something, usually those are fixable. If the letter loses its appearance because of the way it spread the ink, then you may have a problem of ksidon and that kind of echoktuchas also. But if it's the letter is clearly apparent, just there's something attaching, so those are things that are possible to mend. Se'if katan yud gimel. Kol ois. Each letter has the mukav gevil vafil ha'oisa achron me'ashita, even the last letter on the line. Tzrich elios mukefes gevil me'abu ruchoseh should have parchment on all four sides. Uli ikuvahu afila b'di'eved. This is ma'akev even b'di'eved. Come on, besof sif tezayin, as we'll say at the end of sif tezayin. Vafilu im yechzer hakofes gevil ha'kois shel hayud. Even if the spike of the yud isn't surrounded by parchment. Gamkin pasul, it's also pasul. Kedi isa b'manochas daf chavtes, as we learn in manochas daf chavtes. V'chol protei din hazeh ayin l'kamam b'siv yidzayin simin lavav. The details of this will be discussed in siv yidzayin simin lavav. Essentially, if you write up to the end of the parchment, so that the ink hits the end, and you see the whole letter, but there's no parchment beyond the ink, that's no good.
But you can't,
you're supposed to have a border. But if, let's say, you didn't, you wrote it at the end, so then you have chesed of not mukav gevil. That's why we make a board. Sifka and yudalad, kesiva tamo. The letter should be written complete. The haina meaning, shlo yichtov bezin, chofin, chofin bezin. A bez shouldn't look like a chof shouldn't look like a bez. Zion and Nun and Nun and Zion, and Zion should not look like a Nun and a Nun should look like a Zion. Kol Kiyos and everything similar. Because these oysters are actually very similar. The Beis Chof issue is just a matter of squared ends or rounded. And Zion Nun, I'm assuming he's talking about the end of Nun, Nun Sofis. So it's the same oyster, just one's longer and one's shorter. So you have to make it clear, the sizes, that this is a Zion, that's a Nun.
Also, no, the middle letters too, the Nun has a head on just like the Zion does. If one goes down and one sticks out, the Nun, yeah.
That's true. The regular Nun also, if you didn't do the base right, then it also...
has head like a Zion.
Sifka and Tezvav, Kutzo Shal Yud. Even the Kutzo Shal Yud shouldn't be missing. The Hainu Ukitz Smoil Shal Yud. On the left side of the Yud, there's a little Ukitz, like a spike, a stem. The koshkenim chaser regular yamin the apostle, and certainly if it's missing the right side leg, there's no yud. It's totally apostle. The smunus hayud ayin lekamon b'dinas rusa oisis. The actual appearance of how the yud should look was discussed later on in the dinim of the appearance of the oisis b'simlan vav. Umasha kasav nushim pimagodim. You write there in the name pimagodim. Look ahead, you'll see there more detail. Sifka and tezayin kihil chasoi. The tagin should be kalocha, but oisios shatnes gates on the letters shin ayin tes nun zayin gimel tzadi, they have to have little crowns. V'zerak lechatchila, it's only lechatchila. The b'dievid kosher l'roiva poskim lotiig. Most poskim hold b'dievid without any tagin as kosher. Look at the kamam b'simelam vav sif gimel, as we'll say later in simelam vav. Ayin sham shemavor sham kol poti dinetinug tiug. Over there will be all the details of tagin. So here, we're just giving like the klal. Make sure you do it right with all the details. The details are described later on. Se'if hey. Tzarech sheyichtov b'yeminoi afilu imushol b'shtei yadov. The sofer has to write with his right hand, even if he's ambidextrous. V'em kasav b'smoil, if he writes with his left hand, psulim, the parashas apostle. If you can find other parshas written with the right hand, if you can't, you'll wear them without a bracha. But basically, they're apostle. The itur yad, someone who can't write with his right hand, smol di day have a yamin. So his left is the right, so he can write parshas with his left hand. Mishdabur sevkan yizayin sheyichtov bimino. A sefer writes with his right hand. The ein derech kasiyah b'smol. It's not normal to write with the left hand. Similarly, any fixing or mending should not be done with his left hand. If it has to do with the writing of the parashas and he uses his left, it's going to be possible. But if all he's doing it is to separate letters that were touching and you're just scraping off some ink, near the kasha afilu b'smol, that should be kasha with the left hand. Similar to certain people who can't write, we let them do this kind of work later in Simlan Tes. At least b'dievet it would be okay. If he writes with his left hand, it's possible. We're referring to someone who is right-handed. If he is ambidextrous, and the halacha says, if he's ambidextrous, he's right with his right hand. Afilu kasev b'smoiloi kasha. If he wrote with his left hand, it would be kasha. Afilim sholet b'yamino levad. Even if he really is strong with his right hand. Im e efsher limso acherim. If he can't find any other parshios, yenichem, he should put them on. Achlo yivarchlem with no bracha. Let's say the sefer writes with his right hand, but everything else is done with his left. Or the hapach, or vice versa. L'chadchila, he shouldn't write parashas at all. B'di'evid, ein le'asur, we're not going to ask him b'di'evid. Ayin shamatam, look there at the reason. Before we explain this, let's go to see the last sefka and sefka and yotes havi yamin. Someone who's left-handed, his left is essentially his right. Akein, therefore, im kasef b'yamino, if he uses actual right hand, apostle, that's no good. Kamo b'smol d'yam, like everyone else using the left hand. Im efshlim tzorachim, if you can find other parshas. For kasef ramah, the ramah panu writes, ma'isahoy b'mitzrayim, it happened in Egypt, shatafas echad al kumis b'svasov v'kasef bo. A fellow put the quill in his lips, and he wrote the parashios. Upasolo, and he said it's possible. Dein derech kasiv ba'pelu kliyama. Everyone agrees you can't write with your mouth. It's not the derech. V'kazamaganavam the posla filam imevshlim tzachem. But Gavram says even if you can't find other parashios, it's still possible. V'ayim b'sefer mishnah safam b'shem haget makusher v'od poskim demashvin zeh or akosip baraglo la'akosip yad smol. The Sefer Mishnah Savrom, the name of Get Poshet, and other poskim say this is the same as someone who writes with his left hand. So if someone writes with his feet, it's the same as writing with his left hand, and that's the halacha of posel. Now, he says that the Sefer, who's right-handed, has to use his right hand. If he's left-handed, he uses his left hand. And if he writes with his right and zeving with the left, or vice versa, he shouldn't write film. So, first of all, we learned already a machlokes, the machaber or two shitas, has he put on tefillin. Someone who writes with one hand, the erlos with the other hand, is machlokes, how he wears his tefillin. And even though the minig may be one way, but once you have such a machlokes, so when it comes to writing the parashios, you can have a machlokes which hand he should write with. According to the Man D'Amar that this person is a righty, he has to write the parashas with his right hand. According to the Man D'Amar that he's a lefty, he has to write parashas with the left hand. So, according to somebody, the parashas are not kosher.
That doesn't make sense.
Which one doesn't make sense?
Here he's writing. There it's talking about k'shartav u'chsavtav. There's a drush that you go basar k'siva. Here we're doing the k'siva. The k'siva should go by the hand that he writes with.
Why is there a connection between where it presents tefillin?
So
if you take a look in the notes, 26, the one I have, when there's a machloikis about which hand to put on tefillin, say the drosh of kashartu kasaftem, maksivi b'yamin af kashir b'yamin,
right?
So it comes out that you have to write with the hand that you're not putting the tefillin on. You have to write with the hand you tie the tefillin with.
Isn't
so if you're going to wear the tefillin, that's going to be the dictate.
That's
now when you have machlokes, where to wear the tefillin, how are you supposed to write the tefillin?
Isn't there a law that says everyone should put it on their left hand?
Yes, there is. Now here you get into another problem. There is a shita al pisoid that everyone wears tefillin on the left hand, even left-handed people. And Mimela, even though they follow Shulchan Aruch to wear the tefillin on the right, they'll put it on the left afterwards to be Yoyitz al Pisoit. So the Ben Ishchai was asked about a Sefer writing tefillin who is a lefty. And he writes his tefillin with the parashas with his left hand. But according to Soid, he's supposed to be wearing his tefillin on his left, means he should write the tefillin with his right, and the tefillin of apostle. So the Ben Ishchai writes in the Rav Pa'olim, Lahalocha, the parashis he writes are kosher. He has to tell people who buy it they're not mehudar. Why aren't they mehudar? Because of Pikabolo, they're not kosher. The halocha they are. He says they're not mehudar. But then he goes on and says Vaiter. And let's say the person does everything with one and writes with the other. So then he has to tell everyone that these parashiyos are totally machlekes of the kosher or not. This isn't only a shal of hiddur anymore. Now it's a machlekes, not a loch of its kosher. So the Orlet Tzion, Chalasina Bashul has a tshuva, and he says he shouldn't write. Such a person shouldn't write parashiyos. You know, write parashiyos, and it's going to be machlekes, and you have to tell everyone, oh, before you buy my parashiyos, just know it's a machlekes of a yoyitz with these parashiyos. He says, forget it, don't even write. So that goes back to this Pima God. Now, Sefer Shekoyse B'yamin, Kamach the Besmol, all the hapich, Pima God, Chachila, don't do it, but David Ein Lasser. So Chacham Tzion Rishon says, don't do it. Because he says, even if you sell them, he goes, you have to, like the Ben Ishchai, tell people, you can buy them these parashas, you have to do this achlekes or yeitz with these parashas. So he's not going to sell 20 parashas to him. Once you have to make such a achroza.
Is this only with tefillin?
Doesn't matter if it's a veter. He's clear, it's only a tefillin issue because of k'shat v'k'saftim. It's only a tefillin issue. It's only an issue in parashas tefillin. So Lamaisa, they bring the Ben Ishchai Taka rice and the Rav Pa'olim, it's Taka not Mahudur. For a lefty, even though the halachos are furish, the small didei havyamin. He can write parashas with his left hand, but they're not mechudah because al pisoid this issue that he should be wearing a tefillin on.
It's only a bona fide left.
Right, then it's not mechudah. The one who's the machlokes in the mechaber is already a machlokes. It's more than not mechudah. It's machlokes if it's kosher.
So if it's on an island somewhere, you can do it anyways.
Yeah. Se'if vav. Ein tzarich l'sartet kimshita elyona. There's no requirement to etch lines into the parchment for parashas at film, except for the top line. V'im eni yodei l'yashra shita below sirtut. If he doesn't know how to write straight lines without sirtut, yisartet kol shuvus, then he could scratch all the lines. By sefer Torah, by mezuzah, Miguel Sastre, you have to have sirtut. Tefillin, you don't have to have sirtut. The top line you have to do, but if you can't write straight, so do sirtut. Although you started by oferes, but eshe hamokum hasirtut nishatzu. When I don't use lead or anything colored, essentially, to make the lines on the cloth, because then you're going to have this issue of the color mixing with your letters. V'yesh oim the mo and some say shesarich lesarte tamed lemal lematim nitzadodim, that even if you don't have to scratch all the lines in the cloth of the tefillin, but you should make a box, a top, a bottom, and the boundaries on the sides. Afal pish yodei lichtov l'sirtut, even though he can write perfectly straight lines without sirtut at all, make sure to have at least these four, the top, bottom, and sides of chen organ, that is the minig. Mishnah Berura sif katan
chav.
Today I think most will write all the sirtut. Mishnah Berura sif katan chav. Shita el yoina. There has to be a top line with sirtut. By tefillin, there is no halacha mishmisinai to do sirtut like you do say by mezuzah. There's a halacha, you don't write three letters of the Torah without sirtut, without these lines. So if you make sirtut on the top line, it's good enough. Because most people have enough steadiness of the hand to write all the lines straight if the top line is straight. The ka'amer ein sarich, the language is ein sarich lesartet, you don't need to do sirtut. Mishum dim yirsa lesartet, kala shitin, if you wanted to scratch the lines all the way through, kedei lichtov yosib yosher, to make it more straight, the yabus hashit is to make them beautiful, that's fine. If he didn't do any sirtut at all, look in Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha says, "An ein sarich lesartet b'di'eved." If he didn't do any sirtut, even the top line, according to the Mechaber or the Ramah, it's totally in Rabbeinu Tam and Shaar Poskim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, b'di'eved it's possible. According to everyone else, it's kosher. Sifkan chavalf yisartet. Perish l'chatchila, we say to do sirtut mishum zeh keli vanveyu, because the mitzvah should be beautiful. Al b'di'evet afilmo sirtet v'kos v'shidus akumos yin l'sol tefillin. But l'mais, if he didn't do sirtut on the rest of the lines, and they were actually on an angle, it's still kosher. So the notes point out, you see from here, that even though the parashas are hidden inside the batim and no one sees them, there's still an element of zeh keli vanveyu. And the truth is, we said already before, in the Ramah Sif Dalet, mitzvah liyapoisim yivachusim bifnim. It's a mitzvah should be beautiful, inside and out. No one sees the inside. It doesn't make a difference. It's still zekei b'aveyu, it should be beautiful. Sifkan chav beis, but oferes, don't use lead to make lines to write straight. V'chein b'diyo, b'sikr, kol kiyotzeh b'zeh, don't use ink, or a dark ink, or a red ink, anything like that. V'afilu b'in hashitin osu l'sarteh bo, even between the lines, you shouldn't have any sirtut. This is a chadchila. Abadiyevid in lahach, abadiyevid, we're not going to be strict. Can't cause a lechon chamudis for Eliyahu Rabbah. That's what the lechon chamudis and Eliyahu Rabbah write. Ubachuvis trashmul, simashin samachbez, mefachik, bezema oid, in mesurta, beshum seva shachor. The Chuvis trashmul was very concerned if you would do sirtut with a dark ink, machmas negias ois, ba ois, idea sirtut ashachor, because basically the letters are touching through the sirtut. The oisius touch the sirtut, and then the sirtut, if it's a line, is connecting the oisius. Imlo de kasim itaks the sirtut, unless you write beneath the sirtut, ayin sham, look over there. Now, this issue of where you write, you really have to write, the halacha is when you have sirtut, when you need sirtut, you're supposed to put the letter right up against the sirtut. Because if not, if it's hanging beneath the sirtut, too far, then there's no din sirtut at all. The halacha of having sirtut is that the letters are touching the sirtut. If you're not going to reach up to the sirtut, so then when it's a requirement, it could be you don't fulfill the requirement. So by tefillin, there's no real requirement, so maybe you keep it a little off. But lamaisa, that's not how the sofer writes. Lamaisa, the sofer writes on the sirtut, and that's where the minig is, that the sirtut is not with any ink, it's just scratched into the cloth, so there's no concern of the letters touching through the lines that are made to keep his ksav straight.